谢谢诗班的献诗。现在是攻读神话语的时间。今天要读的经文是《约翰福音》一章一到二节和十四节。找到的话，让我们用同声诵读的方式一起来攻读。在教会圣经新约125页，《约翰福音》一章一到二节和十四节。找到之后，我们用同声诵读的方式，请。太初有道，这道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。今天我们很高兴，李若伯牧师在我们中间。他今天要为我们证道，证道的题目是“道成肉身”。Pastor Rob。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早安。
It's a pleasure to be back here again. I think it was about 9 months or so ago.
今天是很高兴能够再次到你们当中。我大概是上次在九个月前到你们当中。
That I had the privilege to preach before you, and I just want to thank you again for that opportunity to speak here today.
我有那个特权能够在九个月前跟你们见面，今天再有这个权利来跟你们见面，我很高兴。
It is always a privilege and an honor to speak on God's word. So before we go any further, let's pray again.
真是每一次能够传讲神的话语，都是一个很大的权利，让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come before you here this morning.
父神，我们这个时候到你面前。
And we acknowledge that apart from you, we can do nothing.
我们承认，离开你，我们什么都不能做。
So we ask, Lord God, for your blessings on your word as it goes forth today.
所以主，我们求你自己在这个时候祝福你自己的话语，当你的话语被传讲的时候。
May you show us your face.
求你自己让我们看见信心是什么。
May you show us your will.
让我们看见你自己的旨意。
May you show us your heart.
让我们看见你自己的心意。
May you show us your son.
让我们看见你自己的儿子。
And will you make us more like him?
让我们更像主耶稣。
For your glory in Jesus' name.
为着你的荣耀，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
What I want to talk to you today is about, you know, why Jesus came and who he is.
今天我要跟你们谈的就是为什么耶稣到这个世界上来。
In Matthew and Luke, we find a narrative of the birth of Christ.
在马太福音跟路加福音，我们看到对耶稣生平的记述。
But John has his own Christmas story.
但是约翰有他自己的圣诞的故事。
The English ministry has been going through the Gospel of John since the last time I was here.
英文的事工从上次我来之后就一直继续在进行。
So I want to take a look at John's gospel to see who Jesus is and why he came.
所以我今天要跟你们一起从约翰福音来看耶稣为什么到这个世界上来。那么耶稣是谁？
John starts off his gospel with these words.
将约翰开始他的福音这么讲。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
他说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
He then goes on to say, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
然后约翰继续说，道成了肉身，住在我们当中。
In other words, God became a man and walked among us.
换一句话讲，就是神变成了人，然后住在我们当中。
And that's why we celebrate Christmas.
这就是我们庆祝圣诞的原因。
But the question I now want to ask is, what else can we know about Jesus and why he came?
那我现在要问你们一个问题，那耶稣是什么？那我们他为什么来到这个世界上
？If we are to witness to Jesus Christ, we must know who he is.
我们都要为耶稣来做见证，我们必须要知道耶稣是谁。
If we're to tell other people about him, we must know him ourselves.
我们要告诉别人耶稣是谁，我们必须先自己知道耶稣到底是谁。
In the Old Testament, Moses told God to deliver the people of Israel.
在旧约福音，出埃及记的时候，摩西神差遣摩西去跟以色列人讲。
So Moses said to God, "They're going to ask me, 'What is your name? What should I say?'"
摩西就问神说，以色列人会问我说，你的那个神名字叫什么
And God says to Moses, I am what I am.
那神就回答摩西说，我是自由拥有的神。
Tell them, I am has sent you.
告诉以色列百姓说，那自由的差我来。
I am what?
我是什么？
Jesus came to fill in that blank.
耶稣来就是来回答这个问题，到底神说我是，到底是什么？
The Gospel of John records 7 I am statements.
在约翰福音，我们看到耶稣讲了七个地方说我是什么东西。
To tell us more about who he is and why he came.
来告诉我们更多到底他是什么，然后他为什么来到这个世界。
And that's what I want to look at today.
所以这个就是今天我要跟你们一起来分享的。
The first I am statement is in John 6:35.
第一个我是的地方就是在约翰福音六章三十五节。
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
这个地方耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
One of our members in the English congregation just had a baby, Paul and Aju.
在我们的英文聚会当中有最近有一位弟兄姐妹有一个婴孩。
He says the baby's always hungry.
他说这个婴孩永远是饥饿。
It cries out for food.
他饿的时候就会哭。
The reason is because our physical bodies need food.
这个原因就是因为我们肉体的生命，肉体需要食物。
We hunger for what we need.
我们会渴慕我们所需要的。
And as our physical bodies hunger for physical food, our spiritual bodies hunger for the Spirit of God.
正像我们的肉体渴慕肉体的食物，我们属灵的生命也渴慕那属灵的食物。
Saint Augustine said that everyone is born with a God-shaped hole in his heart.
圣奥古斯丁说，我们每一个人在诞生的时候，神就在我们的心里面有一个洞，只有神能够填满。
Only God can fill that hole.
只有神能够填满那一个洞。
The problem is that sin has darkened our hearts and our minds and our wills.
但是问题就是我们的罪恶让我们的心跟我们的头脑都已经昏暗。
We now seek our desires and hungers in other things than God.
所以我们就是渴慕那一些除了神以外其他的东西。
When you seek your fulfillment in anything above God, that's an idol.
当你想去渴慕，想去填满你心里那个洞啊！除了神以外的东西的时候，那个东西就变成你的偶像。
And since an idol cannot give you what only God can give you, the hole will only get bigger.
但是偶像不能给你神所能给你的，所以当你越用偶像的东西来填满那个洞的时候，那个洞就变得越大。
Before I came to Christ, I struggled with alcohol and drug addiction.
在我接受耶稣之前我有酗酒的问题跟吃毒品的问题。
I had a deep longing in my heart for fulfillment.
在我的心里面很渴慕那些东西。
And I sought it in women, gambling, alcohol, and drugs.
所以我在那个时候就是除了酒跟毒品之外就是去找女人跟去赌博。
It felt good for a moment, but then the hole would just get bigger.
虽然一时你感觉到很快乐，但是过了之后，那个洞就越来越大。
So I would do more and more, and the hole got bigger and bigger.
所以我就去做更多那样的事情，然后那个洞就越来越大。
Because only Jesus can fill our deepest longings and our deepest desires.
因为只有主耶稣基督能够填满我们那个最深的渴慕。
But it's not just drugs and alcohol that'll make that hole bigger.
不只是那个酒精跟那个毒品让那个洞变得更大。
You can make an idol out of your education, your job, even your family.
你可能把你的工作或是你的生家庭变成你的偶像。
If you do, that hole will get bigger.
如果你真的把你的工作成为你的偶像的时候，那个洞也会变得更大。
This is why Jesus said next.
这就是为什么耶稣在讲下面的一句话。
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走， 必要得着生命的光。
You see, the more that we seek our desires and fulfillment in something other than God, the darker our heart and the darker our mind will get.
当我们在更努力来追求我们的欲望的时候，我们的生命就变得更黑暗。
Jesus came into the world to be the light of the world.
耶稣到这个世界上来，要成为世界的光。
To bring people out of darkness and into the light.
将他的百姓从黑暗当中带出来，带到光的里面。
But the Bible says that we don't just have Jesus outside, but we have Jesus inside.
圣经告诉我们，我们不止耶稣在我们的外面，耶稣要进到我们的里面。
That we will actually become children of light.
我们就要变成那光的子女。
That the righteous will shine forth like the sun.
那公义的光就要像太阳那样子光照在我们当中。
When I was a boy, we used to play out in the fields a lot.
啊，当我是一个小孩子的时候，我们常常在外面玩耍。
And sometimes we would find big rocks in the field.
啊，有时候我们看到一个大石头在外面。
And when we would turn the rocks over, the grass would be brown and you would see bugs.
啊，当我们把那个大石头滚开的时候，我们就看到那个草是黄的，然后有一些小虫在里面。
But when the sunlight would hit that spot, the bugs would go away.
但是光照到那个地方的时候，那些虫就马上跑掉。
And the grass would start to come back and grow.
然后过了几天之后，那个草就慢慢长出来。
And eventually that spot would be healed and grow like the rest of the grass.
那过了一段时间之后，那个地方就慢慢长出草，然后就恢复正常的现象，是很漂亮的一个地方。
That's what Jesus does to us.
同样的，耶稣也是这样子，会能够在我们的心做同样的工作。
The light not only enlightens our mind.
耶稣的光不只让我们的头脑清醒，
but it warms our heart.
然后他也让我们的心得着温暖。
And he causes our wills to come to him.
然后他让我们的心来归向他。
This is why Jesus said next.
这就是为什么耶稣在讲下一句话。
Verily, verily, I tell to you, I am the door for the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture.
所以耶稣又对他们说，我实在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门，我就是门。凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出日得草吃。
Now everyone listening to Jesus would have understood this metaphor.
啊，每一个人认识耶稣的人就知道这句话到底在讲什么意思。
The sheep at night would be put into a large enclosure.
啊，在晚上的时候，那些羊就会被赶到羊圈里面去。
With rocks all around and one doorway.
啊，有那些那个围墙在四边，然后只有一个门。
The shepherd would often lay down in front of the door so the sheep couldn't get out and thieves couldn't get in.
常常那个牧羊人就躺在那个门的前面，所以羊不能出去，然后贼也不能进来。
The door, the fold is the world and false religion. The outside is salvation.
Okay, 这个门的外面就是世界，然后里面就是救赎。
Jesus is that door.
耶稣就是那个门。
You must come through Jesus.
你必须经由耶稣进入那个圈里面。
To salvation.
进到救恩里面。
But to be called a sheep is not a compliment.
被叫一个羊并不是一个很好的称呼。
Sheep are very dumb.
羊很笨。
They're completely defenseless.
他们真是毫无助力。
They'll wander off to their deaths.
他们一走错就死掉。
If they go just around a corner, they can't find their way back.
他们如果在一个角落迷失，他们就没办法走回来。
And they're completely defensive against wild animals.
他们完全不能抵抗那些野生动物。
They need a shepherd to live.
他们需要一个牧羊人来存活。
That's why Jesus said this. Two verses later.I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
这就是为什么耶稣在继续讲说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
You see, a good shepherd knows each sheep personally.
你知道一个好牧人，他认识每一只羊。
He knows your needs, he knows your fears, he knows your hopes, he knows everything about you.
他知道你的每一件事，他知道你的需要，他知道你的恐惧。
And he loves you.
他爱你。
And he loves you so much, he will lay down his life for you.
他爱你到一个地步，他愿意为你舍弃他的生命。
You see, the first thing we all needed was someone to open up the door to salvation, to God.
你知道我们所需要的第一件事情就是有一个人帮那个门打开，让我们能够进到救恩里面去。
Because our sin has shut us off from God.
因为罪将我们跟神隔离。
A good shepherd loves his sheep, but some of the sheep will need to be sacrificed in the Israelite religion.
好牧人爱他的羊，但在旧约时代献祭的时候，必须要杀羔羊来献祭。
In order to make atonement for our sins，
啊，为了我们的罪做挽回祭。
But it was just a teaching mechanism。
那是一个教导的。
The amazing thing about Christianity is that the Good Shepherd Christ became a sheep。
啊，最奇妙的地方就是好牧人他本人变成一个羊羔。
In order to sacrifice him to himself to save all the sheep.
他牺牲了他自己，成为那献祭的羔羊，来救我们每一个人。
This is why the same writer John later writes in 1 John, "This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins."
就是为什么约翰在约翰一书四章第十节所说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
You can't understand Christmas without Easter.
啊，你不能了解圣诞节，除非你了解复活节。
Jesus became like us in order to sacrifice himself, in order that we may become like him.
耶稣成为我们的一个人，以致他能够为我们赎罪，献上赎罪祭。
God is not merely an abstract light or a mere physical spiritual substance.
神不只是一个抽象的观念或是一个什么东西。
But he is a person who loves you and cares for you.
耶稣是一个人，他爱你，他关心你。
He is the good shepherd that will provide for all your needs.
他是一个好牧人，他会提供一切你的需要。
Beyond anything you can expect.
超过一切你所想的，所求的。
And he came like one of us and gave his life to show that.
他到这个世界上成为像我们每一个人一样，为了要帮助我们。
But Jesus didn't stay dead, did he?
但耶稣没有就停留在那个地方。
In John 11:25, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die."
这就是约翰福音第十一章二十五节，耶稣对他们说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”
Paul tells us that when Jesus was resurrected, he became a life-giving spirit.
约翰告诉我们，当耶稣复活的时候，他就变成一个能够给予复活生命的人。
Jesus poured forth his Holy Spirit into the hearts of all who believe.
耶稣就倾倒他的灵命在我们每个相信的人。
In my own life, when I continued in drugs and alcohol, and that hole just kept getting bigger,
在我的生命当中，当我沉迷在那些酒精跟毒药当中，我里面那个洞就越来越大。
I wanted to die.
我想要自杀。
But I believe that if I die, that hole would just go on forever.
但是我在那个时候想说，我如果那个时候自杀的时候，我那个洞大概就永远那么大。
I knew that my problem wasn't physical, but spiritual.
我知道我的问题不是肉体上的问题，而是属灵上的问题。
But I didn't know if God was real.
但是我不晓得神是不是真的。
So I grabbed the Bible.
所以我就抓了圣经。
And I cried out to God.
我就向神哭喊。
If you are real and this is true.
哦，神啊，若是你是真的，这一本圣经真是真的。
Then fill me with your Holy Spirit and take away this pain.
哦，求你就充满我的，用你的圣灵来充满我，将我心中这个痛苦来拿掉。
I opened up the Bible and started reading the Psalms.
哦，我就开始打开圣经，开始来读诗篇。
And as I read God's word,
当我开始在读神的话语的时候
He filled me with his Holy Spirit.
他就用他的灵来充满我。
And I knew that God was real.
我就知道神是真的。
From that day on, I've never stopped praying or reading the Bible.
从那一天开始，我就没有有一天停止不读圣经或不祷告。
That was 12 years ago.
那是12年前。
And now I get to talk about it with you.
那我今天能够在这个当中跟你们分享。
Can you see why Jesus said to Thomas, when Thomas asked him about how to get to heaven,
你们就知道为什么 当Thomas问耶稣说怎么样能够到天堂去的时候，
Jesus answered and said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣在约翰福音第十章第六节回答说，耶稣说我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
See, when we walk through the door of conversion, it doesn't end but just begins.
当我们走过那个救恩的门的时候，不是就停在那个地方。
The Bible says that salvation is something that happened in the past, in the present, and will happen in the future.
圣经告诉我们，我们的救赎是在过去，在今天，也在将来。
Although we have God's Holy Spirit in us, we still have these sinful bodies.
虽然我们有圣灵在我们的里面，我们仍然有这个会犯罪的肉体。
One day we will get a resurrected body like Jesus.
有一天我们会得到一个复活的身体。
When Jesus rose from the dead, he became the first of the new creation.
当耶稣从死里复活的时候，他就成为第一个新造的人。
He disappeared. He walked through walls. He ascended into heaven.
他能够从墙走过去，他就升天上去。
He was the first resurrected body of a general resurrection.
他是第一个复活的新造的身体，是代表我们将来要得到的样子。
We will all receive resurrected bodies like Jesus.
有一天我们都要得到那个复活新造的生命。
But he had to become a human in order to do it.
他需要先成为一个人，才能够做那样一个复活的事情。
And then to give his life to us.
然后他能够将他自己的生命给我们每一个接受他的人。
Jesus didn't just die for us, but Jesus didn't just give his life for us, he gives his life to us.
耶稣不只将他的生命给我们，他是真是将他的生命为我们来舍。
Jesus isn't just the way, but he is the way.
他不只是一条路，他是唯一的路。
And we start to enjoy his resurrected life immediately when we believe.
我们能够马上享受那个复活的生命，当我们接受他的时候。
We receive his life in us.
我们接受他的生命在我们的里面。
This is why Jesus ended his last I am statement with this.
这就是耶稣为什么讲到最后一个我是的事情。
I am the true vine.And my Father is the gardener. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
This is one of my favorite metaphors.
这是我很喜欢的一个表征。
And what it teaches us is Jesus is the life-giving vine.
这告诉我们说耶稣是一个能够给生命的葡萄树。
And that we are the branches that are in the vine.
我们是那个葡萄树上的枝子。
What happens if you take a branch out of a vine?
当你把那个枝子从那个葡萄树拿开的时候会怎么样？
It dies.
那个枝子就死掉了。
The branch has life.Because of the life in the vine.
那个枝子有生命，当那个枝子接在葡萄树上的时候。
And we have life because Jesus has life.
我们有生命，当我们接在耶稣的身上的时候，因为耶稣有生命。
In him we have life, apart from him we are dead.
在他我们有生命，离开他我们就没有生命。
Now the Father in the metaphor is the gardener.
这个地方说到，神，我父是栽培的人。
Now, what does a gardener do to a vine?
栽培的人要做对葡萄树做什么事情呢？
It'll lift it up when the vine is falling down.
当葡萄树要倒下去的时候，这个栽培人会把这个葡萄树把它撑起来。
Have you ever needed God to lift you up?
你有没有需要神来帮你撑起来的时候？
I often feel like that.
我常常感觉到那样的时候。
When I'm going on and I just feel I can't go on any further.
有时候当我在忙一些事情的时候，我真是累到我不能再往前走。
God reaches down and lifts me up.
神就下来帮我搀起来。
But remember, he'll often use others to do that.
但是很可惜，我们常常用其他的东西来帮助我们撑起来。
You see, the branch is in the vine in order to become like the vine.
你们看，这个枝子要接在葡萄树上，才能够长成像葡萄树。
It takes on the vine's life and bears fruit.
他需要那个葡萄树的生命来让他结果子。
In order that other people may come and eat of the fruit.
那然后其他人能够到这个葡萄树来摘葡萄吃。
You see, God became like us in order that we may become like Him.
你们可以看到耶稣成为我们的样子，以致我们能够成为耶稣的样子。
But not in His deity or in His godness.
不是在我们不是像他在他的神性上面。
But in His humanity.
而是像他在他的人性上面。
Jesus became a perfect human.
耶稣成为一个完全的人。
In order that you may become the perfect human you were created to be.
以致有一天你也可以像耶稣一样成为一个完全的人。
And you could only find that perfection in Christ.
我们只有能够在耶稣的身上找到那个完全的人。
In order to bear fruit that others may come.
以致我们能够在我们的身上长出果实来，让别人能够在我们的身上享受那些果实。
To taste and see that the Lord is good.
能够在我们的身上尝到神是善良的，神是好的。
But the gardener sometimes needs to do something else.
但有时候那些栽培的人需要做一些事情。
The gardener sometimes needs to prune the branches.
有时候那些园丁需要剪那些树枝。
You see, what happens is sometimes the branches will grow dead wood.
有时候那些枝子死掉了。
And the life sap in the vine will go into the dead wood.
那些葡萄树的枝也会跑到那些死的枝子上去。
That doesn't bear any fruit.
它不会长什么果实。
So the gardener needs to cut it.
那个时候园丁就需要把那个死的枝子把它剪掉。
So more of the life-giving sap will go into the fruit-bearing branches.
所以更多的那些营养能够到那些能够长葡萄的枝子上去。
The same is true of each of our lives.
同样的在我们每个人的生命也是这样子。
And as the church as a whole.
对整个教会来讲也是这样子。
You see, if you have idols in your life,
如果在你的生命当中有那些偶像,
that is taking away the life-giving spiritual nutrition of Jesus Christ.
来侵占的那些要长果实的那些养分。
God needs to cut them out of your life.
神必须把那些偶像从你生命当中除去。
And remember, it doesn't have to be a sin like alcohol or even pornography.
这个罪恶不一定是要那些酗酒的事情，或是那些看那些黄色书籍的事情。
That'll get you, no doubt.
当然那些事情会让你变成 死的枝子。
But sometimes the more harder things to detect are good things.
但是有一些比较难察觉到的是那些看起来 是好的事情。
Like education, money, job, family, even church ministry.
像说教育或是你的工作或甚至教会里面的服事。
If we exalt these things above God,
当我们高举这些东西超过神的时候，
and we seek to possess them, that we have to have them in order to be happy.
当我们想要去抓住那些东西的时候，让我们能够感觉到快乐的时候，
they would eventually destroy us and take us away of the life of Jesus.
终究那些东西将要摧毁我们，让我们脱离耶稣基督。
So if you're going through any struggles in your life,
若是你在经历一些挣扎在你的生命当中的时候，
remember that God is the gardener of your life.
记得耶稣是你生命的园丁。
But remember that He is good.
他是一个好的园丁。
And He has your best interest at heart.
他是最关心你的好处。
And He wants the life of Jesus Christ to flow through you.
他希望耶稣基督的生命能够经由你流通你。
To make you into the perfect, unique, beautiful person that you are.
让你成为一个完全美丽的一个人。
But sometimes we struggle with sin.
有时候我们真是跟那些罪在挣扎。
More than just sometimes.
可能是非常多的时候。
All the time. As a church body, we are getting ready to leave, to go down to Santa Monica.
我们是一个教会，我们在不久就要搬到 Santa Monica。
This may cause sometimes agitation.
这些可能会引起一些不舒服的地方。
It's a different kind of thing. We'll be moving to a different place.
当要搬到不同的地方去的时候，
some of you may have pledged money to give to the church.
可能你们当中有一些人认捐了一些钱要给教会。
When times get tight, sometimes that may cause agitation.
可能当经济不好的时候，当你的经济条件不好的时候，可能那些会让你难过。
And it may stretch you beyond your limits.
可能它会 让你超过你的忍受的程度。
When God prunes, it doesn't mean that you're always sinning.
当神来裁剪你的时候，并不是表示说你在罪恶当中。
In the metaphor, he prunes the branches that are actually bearing fruit, in order that they may bear more fruit.
在圣经这个例子，让我们看到，当神来剪那个葡萄树的时候，不是说那个葡萄树没有生果子，而是神要剪那个葡萄树，让它生更多的果子。
So as we move forward, remember the life on the vine, and that God prunes us in order that we may eventually bear more fruit, that others may come and have life abundantly.
当我们继续往前走的时候，让我们记得我们的枝子必须接在那个葡萄树上，然后那园丁来修剪我们的时候，需要让我们能够结更多的果子，以致别人能够在我们身上享受神的祝福。
This is why the angels sang at Jesus' birth.
这就是为什么天使当在耶稣诞生的时候这么唱。
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.
他说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
May God's glory, may God be glorified, and may his favor rest on you.
愿神被荣耀，然后愿神的喜悦留在你的身上。
And may others see his son in you through the season.
但愿其他的人能够在你的身上看到耶稣基督。
May they see the good shepherd in you.
让别人能够在你的身上看到耶稣基督是一个好牧人。
May they see the one who gave his life because he loved them.
让他们能够在你的身上看到耶稣基督是那舍命来救我们的人。
And may they bow down and worship Jesus.
让他们看到我们的时候能够跟我们一起跪拜在神的面前来敬拜他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
天父，我们为耶稣基督的诞生来感谢你。
We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit who dwells within us.
我们感谢你，因为你差遣圣灵住在我们的内心里面。
We thank you, Lord God, for the Church of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，为着我们的教会来感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, for the Word of God.
我们感谢你赐给我们神的话语。
We thank you for your many blessings that you give us.
我们感谢你在我们生命当中许多的祝福。
Food to eat, water to drink.
有食物可以吃，有水可以喝。
Beautiful jobs and education and family.
有好的教育，有好的工作，有好的家庭。
We thank you and praise you for all these things.
我们为这些事情来感谢，来赞美你。
But we thank you and praise you mostly for your son.
但是我们要更多为着你的儿子来感谢赞美你。
May his name be glorified in us this year.
愿他的名在我们的身上得到荣耀。
In Jesus' precious name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen. Amen.